Hello, that's Lionel Richie on Nova 103.5. And this morning, it's hello to Capricorn Eagles captain Sune Wittman. Morning.
Good morning. So nice to be here.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
So I want to, before we get into cricket itself, this morning we're talking about small wins, those little victories like green traffic lights. What's the last sort of small victory? Obviously, we're aiming for big victories in Uganda, but different kind of victory. What's the last small win that you experienced?
I think the last small win we experienced was like, I think a lot of talks this week building up to going into Uganda was like, the contracts is like a very trial and error for us, as we are the first professional women's sport in Namibia. And the small victories is like sorting out and figuring out what's working for us as a unit. And I think this last 2 months, we figured out what's working, and you can actually see like a massive jump in progress going into Uganda. So we are very excited. Very excited for the upcoming tour.
Okay, cool. And I mean, as far as you're talking about contracts and everything and team cohesion, obviously building as well. I know you, I'm trying to figure out, I'm not 100% on top of things. The previous captain stepped down. You are the new captain of the Capricorn Eagles. Is that as of last week?
No, so Irene, the previous captain, she was planning to retire just before Hong Kong. But yeah, around about a year ago, she had talks about that last year would be a last year. Mm-hmm. So we also got our contract offers last year. So in that same process of her having in mind that she is going to retire end of 2024, and with us starting on the contracts last year, I got appointed as the new captain last year with the contract system that got into place, and with Irene thinking or having the thought of retiring end of last year.
So we had a proper handover. It's not like suddenly you dumped in this and you're going straight to a tournament and
No, at least not. So yeah, first official tour was captain tour was last year already.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So let's talk about Uganda now. Obviously, it is the Uganda Cricket Association Women's Day Cup. It's a quadrangular. It'll be Namibia, Uganda, who the host, Hong Kong, and Nepal. Now, we know you've played Hong Kong before. You got quite a good rivalry going with Uganda. Do you know Nepal?
No, this will be our first time playing Nepal.
Okay.
I think it will be a good and exciting challenge. The subcontinent teams are always well prepared. They cricket nations, most of the subcontinent teams. I think we might have a slight uphand with the African conditions that we will be playing in. And the end of 2023, we played the African qualifiers in Entebbe, at the grounds where this tournament is hosted.
Okay.
So yeah, at least we have some experience on the conditions in Uganda at the grounds. But yeah, very excited. It's always a nice challenge to play teams that you've never played before. And especially the teams that's part of the quadrangular, we all like, it's like we ranked 17th, Uganda ranked 18th, Nepal 21, and Hong Kong 22, or 22nd on the world ranking. So I think it's going to be good, healthy competition for world ranking points.
Okay. Any of the games, any of the sort of games that you're specifically targeting or specifically looking forward to? Revenge against Hong Kong?
Well, our last tour to Hong Kong, we did play on December when we traveled to Hong Kong. We played in the quadrangular. We played Hong Kong, China, and then China and Thailand. We've beaten Hong Kong in that tournament, but I think we have to put our foot down and make it a proper game. We didn't have our best game against Hong Kong, and then obviously we had a 8-0 up against Uganda, and then when we hosted a quadrangular 2 years ago here in Windhoek, they've beaten us in the final, and since then they had the upper hand. But so we definitely have a record to set straight with Uganda, and then like I said, Nepal is a nice new challenge for us.
So the games themselves take place from March the 8th through till the 16th. I believe you guys, is it tomorrow that you're heading out?
Yes, we're heading out tomorrow. We'll be arriving on Thursday, and then we will have a nice proper practice session, just getting used to the conditions, the pitches we'll be playing on, settling in before our first game against Nepal Saturday.
Okay. So, I mean, you said you have played at the Entebbe Stadium before. You kind of know the conditions. Obviously, you know, Uganda is different to Namibia, weather-wise, things like that. Do you think Uganda is going to have much of a home advantage?
I think that obviously you want to utilize the home advantage, but like I said, we played there before, and the last 2-3 months actually from last year November, but obviously with the holidays coming in over December, we also had Etienne coming in to work with us on the mental side, and I think that was also one of our small victories. You can see the girls buying into a lot more challenges, if you can put it that way, and I think being a contracted sports person, I mean, that's your job. You have to perform, and with that comes pressure. And I think Etienne coming into the system plays a huge role in especially we are a very young side, if you can put it that way, especially with youngsters coming into the system, having to perform, having the pressure to perform, and how are you going to stabilize the pressure, if I can put it that way. So I think with Etienne on board, with the mental sessions we had, I think we will adapt quicker than, let's say, 2023 when we played there.
Okay. So obviously all the best for this quadrangular, and obviously we're going to be watching, we're going to be trying to keep everyone up to date as much as we can, but let's look a little bit past this. What are the future plans, or the near future plans?
So obviously tournaments like this is important for us to keep on playing or keep on climbing on the world rankings, because that's our first priority. We want to be as high as possible on the world rankings. But our main focus at this stage that we're working towards is the African qualifiers that will be hosted in Windhoek end of August, beginning of September. We really want to make sure we qualify for the global qualifiers. So the system works. You have your regional or your continent qualifiers, if I can put it that way. So we're playing the African qualifiers, the top two teams or the two teams that finish top at the qualifiers will go to the global qualifiers, where the usual only the winner goes through to the World Cup, but ICC wants to make the Women's World Cup bigger as well, get more teams into the World Cup. So I might be wrong on this one, but as far as I know, for the next global qualifiers, the top two teams will go through to the World Cup. Our main goal is to qualify. We want to be the first women's team to qualify for a Women's World Cup, and that's our main focus that we work towards, but obviously making sure we have to win every game to keep on getting our world ranking points. That's very important, and then make sure everyone hits top form going into qualifiers.
Well, Sinead, thank you so much for coming in, and all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.